Blog Talk Radio. you are here now, because she cares, y'all. Her day I wouldn't be right without her makeup. She's never had a makeup. She's just like you and me, but she's homeless. She's homeless. As she stands there singing for money. Ooh, oh, I, ooh, oh, I. She's far or not to care about the homeless, but she got her own mess. Yeah, man.
should shake all your corpuscles up. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome. As we pour another blueberry iced tea groove, I'm your host, Michael Lewis, and DJ Honeycomb, and as always, it is good to be with you. As we do another blueberry iced tea groove, courtesy of BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athletes Plus Network. Just working our way through summer. And if you want to get the good shit, the who, what, when, where, why, and sometimes how, check us out right now at www.BASNNewsroom.com. Shout out to some of our guest DJs who are helping us on the turntables there from the Prairies and Station WMOO. That's Moo, yes. And Good Groove.
Oh, God.
Making milkshakes in the meadow, baby. Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen a bunch of cows dance, G? I mean, it's like, okay. Talk about serious beef. We like that. But, yes, they were having fun. And also, shout out to our friends at my alma mater, the University of Mars and Invasion Force Radio, who came in to drop in a little couple tracks as we were spinning our way through. We appreciate that. And, yes, we love the fact that we can express ourselves through music. As you hear, partner, my brother, Guy, you know it's great. What up, G?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Because it's so heavy out there, because of all of the levity,
yep.
We need levity to get over this stuff, man.
Yeah, you're right. To quote our brother, Radio Reggie, what in the ham sandwich is going on?
It's real.
Yeah. It's messed up. And I want to shout out your daughter, Shasha, who is moving into her own home. You like that?
Yes.
It's always good to have your own. And Shasha, if you don't know, you always should understand that when you move into a new place, and I say this to my daughters as well as everybody else who is part of my family, you got to have three things. You got to have a loaf of bread so the house never knows hunger. You have to have a box of salt. So you got to be a new box so that the house will never know poverty, because back in the day, before there was a back in the day, salt was considered currency.
Yeah.
You got to have a straw broom, a new straw broom, to sweep out the bad juju that might have been there unbeknownst to you. And as they say, that's one of the reasons why they say a new broom sweeps clean. So you got to have those three things, and then you're good in the house. So, yes.
I got to go to Brooklyn to get the name for her.
Mm-hmm. So, aside from that, G, we got some interesting things coming our way. Now, we know the Hump Day Special is tomorrow night at 9. We know that the parents of the deceased young man at Virginia Union, they have secured the services of a lawyer. And how this happens or how that goes forth, we won't know right off the top. Radio Reggie will likely give us some further 411 on that. But, of course, the NFL will also be in vogue as cut day is here. And among the cuts, Cam Newton.
Michael, what is the NFL doing?
Well,
I mean,
look.
You talk about experience.
Yep.
And then you turn around and a rookie lead. What are you doing?
You know that shit don't work for us. And you know, my brother Doc, first, God bless his soul, first told this to me when I was full of piss and vinegar once when I was doing research on an article. And he said, Mike, the NFL doesn't owe you a job. You know, I'm thinking, yeah, well, you know, it's meritocracy, you know, best man plays, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I'm all lost in that. And he dropped that on me, and I was like, fuck, he's right. They don't owe you anything. You can be the best of the best of the best.
Yep.
And they can still deny you because they simply want to. And
wait, you have a situation in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
You have two quarterbacks, Garoppolo and Trey Lance.
Yeah.
They're exactly the same as the Trey Lance, Garoppolo, and Garoppolo. That's the only difference.
Mm-hmm.
They've been back and forth on the same for the last 24 hours. Just leave it alone.
y'all, come on, you know, this is politics at work. They spent $137 million on Garoppolo. And, of course, Trey Lance coming in there rocking the house kind of upset the apple cart. So they've got to justify some of this. We know as people are losing their jobs, there's going to be a lot of trades. And as soon as I heard about Cam Newton getting cut, because he didn't go third string or backup, he got cut. Then I thought about Washington and Ron Rivera, and I'm like, okay, we'll see how secure that relationship is, because if it's as secure as it's made out to be, then Cam will go to Washington, where he will again fight for the number one spot with Will Allen. But, excuse me, I can't see there being 64 quarterbacks in the NFL better than Cam Newton. I know we'll get into that tomorrow, but, you know, this is where it's at. Somebody did something to him that year he won the MVP. And Fred alluded to it. Fred alluded to it. And I want to know if he got the longest yard treatment.
Michael Irvin, before that,
because that was 3 years before that. Yep, that's come back. Yep. Oh, make no bones about it. There will be some further Dick Dastardly information revealed. But we will talk about that more in depth tomorrow. And meanwhile, how are things coming along for the long weekend and the Able Disabled concerts?
All right. The Grand Go will return on Saturday.
Yay.
1 p.m. And we're going to do a New York City tribute because it's 20 years and 9/11.
All right. Wow.
So we're going to try to lean toward that way.
Mm-hmm.
With a New York flavor in the Grand Cove.
Okay.
Sunday will be the Music Box.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be Curtis Mayfield against Danny Vinograss. That'll be the first one.
Hot. Mm-hmm.
Second one will either be Tuesday or Thursday. I haven't decided yet.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday or Thursday, it'll be Ray Charles against
mm-hmm.
D Wonder.
Yep.
And then we'll wrap it up with the Gospel Fest.
Gospel Group. Yeah.
Sunday, next Sunday, Sunday following.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like good stuff to come. Can't argue with that. G, you got any last words for everybody before we go back to work?
Yeah, and I want people to pay attention to this. I want people to pay attention to this.
Uh-oh.
This week, 28 kids got COVID-19. Why? Because they weren't. Wear a mask and
the
teacher got sick.
Say that shit. Unbelievable.
Wear a mask. Wash your hands, Michael.
Wash your ass. Don't be playing around. The only thing I want funky is music. Wash your ass. Exactly. You know, and if you got to go out and you don't want to wear one right off the bat, when you go into an establishment that asks you to wear one, put one on. Simple as that. We ain't playing around
yes,
out here.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We don't want these numbers to go back the hell up because we know there are a lot of stupid folks, and that's another aspect of the NFL we got to talk about. There are players who are supposedly anti-vaxxers who don't
we
want
got,
to get the mask.
We got two out here in San Francisco acting a fool.
Oh, shit. Well, we will talk more in depth about that tomorrow night at 9 on the Hump Day Special. Of course, everybody, you can listen to all shows in our archives. You can see where we've been tracking all this for a long time and letting y'all know what's what. So everybody here at BASN Newsroom is on code, and we want to make sure that y'all know we got the information for you. And if you don't pick up on it, you can't say we didn't try to tell you. Having said that, Let's get back to work and pour you another cool one. This time we'll cool y'all off and let you chill. Follow us here at the tree. My brother Gary and everybody else on assignment. Go safe, stay safe, be safe. We want you to get from A to B and back to A. Okay.
said hello and I said hi. I knew right then you were alone. But I was caught up in physical attraction. But to my satisfaction, maybe you were more than just a phase.
And if I am
say that I can be your one and only. Promise that you never leave me lonely. I just wanna be the one you need. Oh baby, I just wanna be the one to serve you. Sometimes I feel as if I don't deserve you. I cherish every moment that we share.
Thank you. popping us up. I met them 3 years ago for the February concert.
February.
3 years ago. Little audition we held on 6th Avenue in Judah. I will not forget. We had our first rehearsal in a Volkswagen on our way to Marin County. And these girls have stuck with me all through everything, y'all, and they're here right now. I want you to know that. You see, I don't know if y'all have noticed it or not, but these women can sing, y'all. Honey, your ear has to be in your foot to not hear these women can sing. They don't need these dresses. They don't need them jewelries. They don't need that hair. These women can sing, y'all. Now, folks, they seeing is believing. Right? I done told you everything I could tell you. Now it's their turn to tell you. Mama, you've been around.
Thank you.
Take up too much of your time, but just thought I'd give you a ring and see how you was doing. How's everything? A friend of mine told me he saw you the other day.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Said you were still listening to it. Made me feel kind of good, you know. Told me that you did ask about me. I've been really meaning to try to get to talk to you before now, but you know how a man's pride is sometimes kind of won't let him do what he wants to do.
I miss you, baby. I miss you, baby. I don't know what.
guess what?
It ain't no future, baby.
I know this is gonna knock you in, but I even went out and got a gig. Oh, got you not hip to the hip talk. Playing JLB, baby. Working 8 hours a day. All the overtime I can get. I don't know, I guess it might be too late, but things that just seem not to go right. Don't want you to think I'm trying to buy back your love or your friendship. But now I feel I got a chance to kind of make things up to you a little bit.
I miss you, baby. Listen, baby.
Enough about you and me. Still like to go down by the supermarket.
I bet he don't love you like he loves you. He could give you the world.
If I could just.
But it doesn't miss you like I do.
If I could just see you. Can't really say what you mean or what you want over the phone. Swear. You done heard it 10 times or more, but swear I done changed. Swear I done changed.
Thank you. Spend the night. Sometimes I hear your voice calling, it's all right. A rainy night in Georgia. A rainy night in Georgia. It seems like it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Neon signs are flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through the night. A distant moaning of a train seems to play a sad refrain to the night. A rainy night in Georgia. Such a rainy night in Georgia. Lord, I believe it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. How many times I wondered, it still comes out the same. No matter how you look at it, or think of it, it's life, and you just got to play the game. I find me a place in a boxcar, so I take my guitar to pass some time. Late at night, and it's hard to rest. I hold your picture to my chest, and I feel fine. But it's a rainy night in Georgia. Baby, it's a rainy night in Georgia. I feel it's raining all over the world. Kinda lonely that, and it's raining all over the world. Oh, have you ever been lonely, people, and you feel that it was raining all over this man's world? You're talking about raining, 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 raining,
what's happening, babe? Did you miss me over the weekend? If you did, I'm sorry. But now that I'm here, I don't want to bore you with a long, irrelevant conversation. But you see, darling, I think it's about time for me to get real serious about you. Because if someone was to rip me off of you, I couldn't account for my actions afterwards. And the way I feel, knowing that you should have been mine all the time. But you see, I not only want you, baby, but I need you. And the need is so strong, it's almost like that of a junkie. In other words, baby, I just got to have you. Listen to me, darling. Please, listen to me. What is a love, Jones? Shucks, darling. It's when you love someone very, very much and you just can't seem to get yourself together. Like last Friday in class, when Mr. Russell was giving us the test, I was sitting up staring at you and daydreaming. I know I failed, huh? My test paper with nothing but my name on it? I guess anybody can have a love, Jones. It's just love, but true love. The way I feel about you, that's a love, John. Comprehended anything I've said, and you find that you do love me, then all I want to hear from you, darling, is that you too have a love, John.
Oh, but more than that,
Time before we see you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Hump Day special. All of us here at the tree, please go safe, stay safe, be safe. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night.